Tell me about the Cant family. Is she, you know, you would have been in close proximity to Paul and his dad, I guess.
Yeah, well, R.A. Cant was Paul's father.
Yeah, yeah.
And he used to come up every Tuesday and go back Thursday, and
He was doing it even back that far.
Yeah, this is R.A. Cant.
Coming up from Sydney, yeah.
And he'd fly up to Williamtown, and he'd get picked up at Williamtown.
I've heard about the picking up.
One stage, I think Alan Maris was there at one stage about that. we didn't have any vehicles, and they sent this old truck down to pick him up.
Right.
Next day, there was a brand new ute in it, which was R.A.'s. Nobody had touched that. It was a manual. They didn't want a manual, but he got it.
Yeah,
it was a vehicle. That was his.
Yeah, so he was fairly hands-on as well, even though he was part-time?
He just kept a close eye on things,
right,
you know.
Right.
He'd come over to the workshop, and next thing, the lights are on. You know, you got to turn the lights off. And
And there's a lot of stories of Paul, you know, visiting the open cut mine on a regular basis. Was he also a regular underground as well?
Not so much underground.
Right.
He didn't often go underground,
uh-huh,
but he'd come to the workshop and...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and he was a fellow who could pick a walnut missing off 100 yards off a machine, you know. And when he always asked you a question. He knew what the answer had to be before he asked. So he's just checking to make sure you're right, yeah.
Kept you on your toes.
Yeah.
How did you find them as bosses, I guess?
Good. Yeah. Hard, but you knew where you stood and you could go to them any time and get an answer, you know.
Yeah.
When things were not going right for you and all sorts of things, you know. They were very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And what did you make of Paul Cant's ability to I guess, keep his head, you know, sort of above and over everything that was going as the mine and the operations grew? He had to sort of... expand his ability to control things.
He's a pretty smart cookie.
Yeah.
He used to come down to Four Mile. That was on his way in. He'd stop there every day.
Yeah.
Have a look around, give everybody a serve to keep them on their toes.
The morning serve.
And then he'd head up here and he'd head out the open cut. And